Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we have been taking a look at something I like to call spiritual anthrax in the church. We know that anthrax is a compound that can bring sickness and death and is often spread and contaminates people and places without the awareness of those who are doing the spreading. There is found in Scripture a list of particular conditions that can be likened to spiritual anthrax, and that can be spread in a church and bring about destruction and even death to a body of believers if it is not exposed, repented of, and dealt with. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 20, the Apostle Paul wrote to the Corinthian church that he was concerned that when he returned to them that he would find things that he did not want to see there. And in this list, he mentions gossip, he mentions strife, he mentions envy, selfish ambition, and several other things that can definitely cause destruction in a church body if it creeps in. Today I want to speak with you about the antidote for spiritual anthrax. What if strife, contention, envy, jealousy, gossip has creeped into the church that you're a part of? What is the antidote? And is there an immunization that can be taken by a church body to prevent an outbreak of such things? I believe that the antidote and the preventative can be found in the Word of God if it is taken and applied. In James, we are warned that we must be not only hearers of the Word, but doers of the Word. And in order for spiritual anthrax to be kept out of our local church, we have to not only hear the Word of God about these various subjects, gossip and strife, but we have to also do them. One very specific area that is addressed by Scripture that would definitely prevent an outbreak of such spiritual conditions in a church as contentions and strife and gossip is found in 1 Timothy chapter 5, starting at verse 17. And there it says, "Let the elders who rule well be considered worthy of double honor, especially those who work hard at preaching and teaching." Now, in the American church, the word elder has taken on a different connotation than was originally used here in Scripture. Oftentimes, the elders are the board members or something like that. But here it referred specifically to the overseers in a church who did the preaching and the teaching. This would be more akin to the senior pastor or the pastors of a local church. So here it's saying that let those church leaders who work hard at preaching and teaching be considered worthy of double honor. This issue of honor and respect for church leadership is very, very vital to the health of a local church. When members of a local church find it easy to dishonor their pastor with their words, with their attitudes, by talking behind their backs to other people, by saying negative things about their preaching or about decisions that they've made or people they've put in certain positions, and just in general, find it very easy to grumble against the minister that God has placed in their body, they open the door to the work of the enemy in that local church. Satan looks for openings, and strife, the Scripture tells us, brings in behind it every evil work. So for a member of a local church to fall into this sin of evil speaking, backbiting, contention, stirring up strife by using words, negative words or negative reports about those in leadership in a body, by their action, they open the door to the enemies working a very destructive work in that local body. What is the antidote? The antidote is that word of God and the fear of God. The fear of God makes us so sensitive to what God has said and so dedicated to guarding our hearts that we are obedient to the word of God, that we are careful, even when under pressure to do otherwise, that we do not give into the temptation to sin against the word of God. And in this area of gossip, evil speaking, backbiting, slandering, speaking against another brother or the pastor of your church, oftentimes situations will arise where you'll feel the right to say those things. And yet, if you do that, you will indeed be in sin. Regardless of what may be going on in your church, it does not ever give you the right to violate Scripture in any way. Titus 3:2 is very clear. It says, "Speak evil of no man." That word simply means backbite, slander, speak against, or rail at. James 4:11 says, "Do not speak against one another, brethren." We are told throughout Scripture that this is an issue that means much to God. It needs to mean much to us. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, love is described in its various attributes, and one of them is that love always believes the best about other people. In many churches today, people have a spirit of suspicion about their leadership. They suspect that their motives for doing this or doing that are negative. The worst motives are assigned to even the best of actions. That spirit is a spirit that is from the enemy of the church and the enemy of your soul. If you struggle with always suspecting the worst motives in people, you need to repent of that and ask God to deliver you, because that is a spirit that is assigned to try to destroy not only your own hope and faith and trust in people, but also, if you are part of a local church, to destroy that body by using that spirit of suspicion against the local church. Many times people say that they have a discernment about certain things, or a discernment about someone's attitude, to discern that the pastor's motive is this or that. Oftentimes that supposed spirit of discernment is nothing but a spirit of suspicion. That is not from the Holy Spirit. That is from an evil spirit, and it needs to be repented of, because God wants to bring revival to the earth. And if the church of God is not walking in love towards one another, it will never be a part of that great revival. Satan longs to destroy churches from the inside out. He doesn't have to pressure them from the outside with persecution. If he can plant spiritual anthrax of gossip and strife and negative speaking about one another and disrespect for church leadership on the inside, because that church will simply destroy itself. It'll implode. We need to take the immunization of the word of God, that we will not allow such spiritual disease to foment in our churches, starting out by honoring and respecting church leadership, speaking well, being an encourager, praying for leaders, becoming an intercessor who doesn't intercede. God, change him, says, Lord, build up my pastor in the way that you desire him to be, a man of God. I pray for you to strengthen him. You pray loving intercession over people. Plant seeds in your body that will bring forth life and not death. When you gossip or speak evil or criticize a leader or another church member, you are planting seeds of death in that body. But when you lovingly intercede, you are speaking life, and you are giving the Lord, the Holy Spirit, something to work with in your body. Consider these for your own personal guidelines with regard to this issue. Don't ever circulate a negative report about another person, or don't even report your impressions if they are negative. Take that situation to prayer to the Lord. Otherwise, you'll be spreading contamination in your church in the sense of gossip, strife, or negative reports. Secondly, don't listen to negative reports that other people may be telling you, or someone's negative experience with their minister or whatever. Stop the person if they begin to tell you such things. Send them directly to the one against whom they have an offense. Matthew 18:15 is very clear. If your brother sins against you, if your brother offends you, go to him privately. Matthew 18:15. This needs to be adhered to with great diligence out of respect for the word of God and the commands of God, and so that we guard the church of Jesus Christ. And lastly, be zealously committed to obedience to God's word about gossip. Let the Holy Spirit help you with your attitude towards people. Take situations that are difficult to prayer, not to other people. God wants to raise up ministers and the people to be a glorious church. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week. Hi, this is Rita Langland inviting you to consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. Our partners are known as supply keepers. A supply keeper is one who helps to supply the temporal needs of a ministry that preaches the gospel over the radio waves around the world. Paul said about his own financial supporters that they were partakers of God's grace through partnership with him in the gospel. Would you like to be a partaker of God's grace by partnering with us to keep Keys to Victorious Christian Living on the air in your area? Then please call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS and ask for a supply keeper packet. We look forward to hearing from you. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.